previous episode, Paul realized that he was pouring his messages onto social media without even making sure that the receiver was receptive to hearing them. A little bit like filling a container without first of all making sure that it is actually watertight. In this episode, Paul is wondering what he can do instead. So if you'd like to get a second nugget of wisdom, just join Paul and Pablo. Paul was right. The irritation caused by the remark of his marketing advisor was equal to its potential impact. Give your attention to those who deserve it, was hiding some very important nuggets. Paul now realizes that he's been flooding the social network with his messages, with growing determination and persuasiveness. But he's not the only one sending out such powerful messages. And so the potential receiver, who actually is not even really paying attention, but just surfing the net in a very superficial way, is actually on the verge of drowning. Overwhelmed by the tsunami of messages, they can only see the overflow. They only see the very surface of the information that's flowing through. So logically, Paul says to himself, I must send my message at exactly the right moment in time. That way, my message might potentially float to the surface and then I'll be able to catch their full attention. He asks Pablo, hey, you're good at tech. How can I send a message so that it's part of the overflow and is one of the ones that people might actually see? Does it have to be the very last one of the day when the metaphorical bathtub is full? Pablo ponders on this for a moment and then asks, Dad, what do you do when the bathtub actually overflows? Paul smiles. Well, I soak up the water with a towel and wring it out into the sink, and it absolutely catches my whole attention. Isabel, who's listening in, remarks, maybe. But for me, once I've wiped it all I want to do is get out of the bathroom. It may have caught my attention, but it's not in a good way for sure. Back to square one, sighs Paul. Then all of a sudden, seemingly out of the blue, all of this information begins to sink in for the first time, and the absurdity of his approach dawns on him. How could Paul hope that his messages, no matter how relevant and powerful they might be, could catch the attention of someone who doesn't even know him at all? One message amongst many others, a drop in the ocean. His messages are no more than a droplet of water, no bigger, no rounder, no more colourful, just a drop of water like all the others, indistinguishable from the rest. A drop of water is a very small thing, mumbles downhearted Paul. Isabel looks up and smiles at her husband. Your advisor said give your attention to those who deserve it, but he didn't say catch their attention, did he? And all of a sudden, the puzzle pieces brought together by Pablo and Isabel start to form an image in Paul's mind, and he begins to see something fresh and new for the first time. The image of a bathtub becomes a sound, and he's now mentally hearing the loud rush of water gushing and overflowing. That's it. On social networks, everyone is loud and fast. Everyone is screaming in the hope of being heard. But is there actually anyone listening? Paul realized that communication does not follow the speed of the message delivery, but the speed of trust, as Stephen Covey puts it. Paul grins as this new understanding seeps in, and he feels calmer, less panicky, less frustrated. And now that he's seen something new, he knows that over time the situation will get clearer and clearer. What will he end up doing? He doesn't actually know, but he does know that when the time comes, inspiration will naturally show up. Sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we want to move forwards too fast. And that's what makes our moving forward in communication and marketing so laborious. And what if this feeling of fatigue and frustration was precisely there to invite us to create a real, genuine connection with our audience before doing anything else?